With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor of the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Former Vice President Dick Cheney has died at the age of 84. The hard-charging conservative became one of the most powerful and polarized vice presidents in U.S. history and a leading advocate for the invasion of Iraq. He died last night due to complications of pneumonia and cardiac and vascular disease, according to a statement from family spokesman Jeremy Adler. Today is the nation's first major election day since President Trump returned to the White House. Virginia and New Jersey are the only states electing governors this year. In New York City, state legislator Zoran Mamdani, who identifies as a Democratic Socialist, is running for mayor. Trump has endorsed his opponent, former Governor Andrew Cuomo. Meanwhile, the government shutdown is entering its 35th day, and there appears to be little progress towards ending it. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
Millions stand to lose food aid benefits. Healthcare subsidies are set to expire, and there are few real talks over ending the government shutdown.
It's wrong to adopt a position in which they will not even get funded in November after the courts have said fund it.
Democratic Senator Jeff Merkley, after the Trump administration said the emergency fund it's using for the SNAP food aid program will only cover about half the normal benefits.
There is enormous damage that is done when children are deprived of food to their health, to their mental development, to their physical development, to their ability to learn in school.
Democrats knew their actions threatened food assistance. They were fully aware of it.
Senator John Barrasso is the Republican whip.
Want to end the food assistance cliff? It's easy. Pass the clean bipartisan continuing resolution. Democrats should vote for it immediately. Until then, Mr. President, the Schumer shutdown is going to continue to hurt struggling families.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The UN's World Food Program is warning of a marathon recovery for Caribbean nations following Hurricane Melissa. This is AP News. Climbers who were caught up in a snowstorm have been rescued.
Rescuers in Nepal are digging through ice and snow on Mount Yalongri to recover the bodies of climbers killed by an avalanche. The avalanche hit the base camp on Monday morning, but snowstorms have delayed rescue efforts. Better weather conditions have now allowed a helicopter to reach the site. Four injured climbers have been flown to Kathmandu for treatment. The Nepal Armed Police have been rescuing trekkers from Mount Annapurna base camp. In a police handout, one officer says, "We're sending the people downhill, digging up a track on the snow. Because of a small river, it has made our job a little easier to find the route back." October is a popular trekking season for thousands of hikers on Nepal's mountain trails because of the usually favourable weather conditions after the monsoon rainy season and before the cold winter months. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
The government shutdown is triggering a wave of closures of Head Start centers, leaving many working parents scrambling for childcare and shutting some of the nation's neediest children out of preschool. Dozens of centers are missing out on federal grant payments that were due to arrive November 1st. Some have closed indefinitely, while others are staying afloat with emergency funding from local governments and school districts. The closures mean Head Start children, who come from low-income households, kids, or are homeless, or are in foster care, are missing out on preschool. They are also missing out on the 2 meals a day that they receive at school, plus therapy sessions deemed vital to their development. 2 men have now been charged in federal court with terrorism-related crimes after weeks of surveillance by the FBI. According to a 72-page criminal complaint, Mahmoud Ali and Majid Mahmoud had scouted LGBTQ+ bars in the Detroit suburb of Ferndale, and that they and other co-conspirators were inspired by Islamic State extremism. The FBI announced the arrest last week while agents searched a home in Dearborn and a storage unit in Inkster. The searches turned up tactical vests, backpacks, AR-15-style rifles, ammunition, loaded handguns, and GoPro cameras. The FBI says the men repeatedly referred to pumpkins in their conversations, in an apparent reference to a Halloween attack. Ali and Mahmoud will remain in custody at least until a November 10th detention hearing. President Donald Trump's administration says that it will now partially fund the SNAP food aid program. During the government shutdown, 2 federal judges ruled last week that the government was required to keep the program running, but both rulings gave the administration leeway to either pay for the program entirely or partially. The process of loading SNAP cards, which involves steps by state and federal government agencies and vendors, can take up to 2 weeks in some states. The average monthly benefit is usually about $190 per person. That amount will now be reduced. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is the AP Markets Report. NVIDIA and other superstar AI stocks propped up Wall Street. The S&P 500 rose 0.2% Monday, even though most stocks within the index fell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 226 points. It's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.5%. NVIDIA was the strongest force pushing the market higher, much as it has been throughout the year. The AI chip giant climbed 2.2%. Amazon, another beneficiary of the artificial intelligence boom, rallied 4% after announcing a deal with ChatGPT parent OpenAI. Those gains helped offset a big loss for Kimberly-Clark, which fell more than 14% after saying it would buy Tylenol maker Kenvue. Seth Soutell, New York.
OpenAI and Amazon have now signed a $38 billion deal to run OpenAI's systems on Amazon's cloud services. The deal was announced just days after OpenAI changed its partnership with Microsoft. Last week, California and Delaware regulators allowed OpenAI to move forward with a new business structure to raise capital and make a profit. OpenAI will access hundreds of thousands of NVIDIA AI chips through Amazon's web services. OpenAI will start using AWS immediately, with plans to expand further by 2027. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A nearly $50 billion cash and stock deal results in a massive consumer health goods company. Kimberly-Clark is buying Kenvue, the maker of Tylenol, for $48.7 billion. The deal means several household brands will be under the same roof. Listerine mouthwash and Band-Aid made by Kenvue will be side-by-side with Huggies and Kleenex tissues made by Kimberly-Clark. The combined company will generate about $32 billion in annual income. The deal is expected to close in the second half of next year. It still needs approval from shareholders of both companies. I'm Mike Hempen.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. The Cardinals snapped a 5-game skid behind 3 total touchdowns from QB Jacoby Brissett in place of injured starter Kyler Murray in a 27-17 win over the Cowboys on Monday Night Football. NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo had 33 points and hit a fadeaway jumper as time expired to lift the Bucks over the Pacers 117-115.
You can leave if you miss. You cannot leave if you don't shoot it.
College basketball, number 3 Florida, suffered a season-opening upset in a 93-87 loss to number 13 Arizona. Kelvin Sampson became the 17th coach in D1 history to reach 800 wins in number 2 Houston's rout of Lehigh. Women's college hoops, number 7 Duke was upset by number 16 Baylor. And MLB, the Braves promoted bench coach Walt Weiss to manager. Victor Conti, the architect of a scheme to provide undetectable performance performance-enhancing drugs to professional athletes has died at age 75. The athletes included baseball stars Barry Bonds, Jason Giambi, and Olympic track champion Marion Jones.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. I've never even had a discussion with Barry Bonds about steroids.
A sports nutrition company Conti founded said in a social media post that he died Monday. The federal government's investigation into the Conti-founded Bay Area Laboratory Cooperative led to the convictions of Jones, elite sprint cyclist Tammy Thomas, and former NFL defensive lineman Dana Stubblefield.
There are higher and better uses of taxpayer dollars than to, you know, continue this series of trophy hunting expeditions.
Conti expressed regret for his role in the scandal.
I've decided to direct my knowledge, experience, and determination toward making sports more honorable.
I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Firefighters late on Monday finally managed to extract a worker from beneath the rubble inside a medieval tower that partially collapsed during renovation work in the heart of Italy's capital. But the joy of that rescue proved short-lived. The man didn't withstand the trauma he'd suffered and died soon after. Images broadcast on local television had shown a trio of rescuers loading the man onto a telescopic aerial ladder, then descending and wheeling him on a stretcher into an ambulance. Italy's Premier Giorgia Meloni said in a statement after midnight, "I express deep sorrow and condolences on behalf of myself and the government for the tragic loss of Oktay Stroiki, the worker who was killed in the collapse of the tower in Rome." Ukraine's received more American-made Patriot air defense systems to counter Russia's attacks. According to President Volodymyr Zelensky, these systems are crucial against Russian missiles. On Sunday night, Russian drones killed a man and injured five family members in Ukraine's southeastern Sumy region. Russia's ongoing assault has targeted civilians and energy supplies, causing widespread disruption. Zelensky has thanked Germany for its support as NATO coordinates weapons deliveries to Ukraine. Meanwhile, Russia launched 12 missiles and 138 drones overnight. The attacks also hit the central Dnipro and southern Mykolaiv regions, causing further damage. A powerful 6.3 magnitude earthquake has struck northern Afghanistan, killing at least 20 people and injuring well over 600. The quake hit at dawn on Monday, with its epicenter near the town of Qom. Officials say the numbers of dead and injured are likely to rise. Residents clear the rubble of their destroyed homes in the Afghan province of Samangam. Amar Zia tells the AP, "It was early in the morning and there was a strong earthquake. When I came out, the houses were destroyed and the air was very polluted. We've been busy rescuing the injured. We pulled the bodies of two people from the rubble and their funerals will be held today." Impoverished Afghanistan often faces difficulties responding to such natural disasters, especially in remote regions. Buildings tend to be low-rise constructions, mostly of concrete and brick, with some homes also made of wood. A worker remains trapped beneath the rubble of a medieval tower in Rome that partially collapsed while under renovation, with another worker critically injured. Witnesses describe the moment the tower in the heart of Italy's capital, near the famous Roman Forum ruins, partially collapsed during work to renovate the structure. Romano Cresciani saw the building initially crumble, while Florian Sadiki, a tourist from Germany, says it collapsed a second time a while later.
We just sat outside, we're watching at the building, and it suddenly collapsed again, because this was the second time, and I don't think they were expecting something more.
Firefighters face a complex task as the structure continues to give way as they try to get near the trapped worker through a first floor window. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.